Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
I didn't hear anything, so is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay, yay! Awesome. Everything's not working. Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 75. Today is Saturday, July 8th, 2017. I am your host, Lita, and I couldn't hear Stone, so sorry about that. And there he is over there, pushing the buttons and so, the stuff and the things.
Yeah, so in the chat room, they were saying maybe they didn't hear the intro, but that's okay, because when I do the actual podcast part, it's yeah. I don't take the intro and outro from the live feed. I just take it from the other ones. So it's okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, thank goodness for visual cues, because if it was...
Because I'm looking at you, I'm like, why are you not talking?
I'm like, okay, he wants me to talk. Okay, I better say something, because I'm like going, is there anything? And then I'm going, well, he must be paying attention to something. So I just kept quiet. Until I got the look from you. Anyway, it's all good. We're here.
Look.
We're here. We're back. How are you, Stone?
Tired.
Okay.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Good.
Okay. Well, that's good too.
Excited.
Excellent. Well, that's awesome. Awesome.
Excited.
It's good.
Excited.
You're awesome and stuff. And I don't know. I have not had enough coffee, obviously. That's the first problem. The second thing is we do have a guest.
Coffee is my blood.
Which is very exciting. Oh, coffee is my blood. Yes, yes, it is. But we have got our guest with us this week.
Excited.
And we have got Margathon with us. Marg, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. It's been 3 months again.
Yeah, that is.
It goes so quick.
It does.
I know.
It's crazy.
When we were having a look at, it's like, it's time again. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I've had so much going on in my real life at the moment. I was like, I'm sure there's something happening in the start of this month. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So how's life treating you?
Yeah, it's good. I just got a new job, so.
Awesome.
I work nights now, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of time to do much anymore. But, you know, the money's good, I guess.
What you doing? 8-hour days or longer? Or?
Like, 9-hour nights, 5 nights.
9-hour nights. Okay.
Yeah, I work in a steel stockholders, so I'm moving about metal with cranes and stuff. And it's very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds
not very glamorous, but
that's okay.
Are you up in like that crane, like in that little glass booth, and you're moving the steel things around?
No, it's not that glamorous.
Because I was going to say, oh my god, that'd be amazing.
No, it's not that glamorous.
I'd be scared, but...
Basically, I have a handheld controller. And I move it by that. I think health and safety stuff doesn't allow you to do all that stuff now. It's all done by camera and remote control.
Nice.
So that's you're lifting like 5-10 ton of steel. Yeah.
With your fingers.
Yeah,
I move tons of
stuff. Like Magneto, you know, you just do role playing.
That's
funny.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. Well, congratulations on that. That's awesome. What have you been up to in game? Much?
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, Iron Man has really taken a backseat. I lost my Paladin. It really burnt. It burnt me probably more than I've been burnt in Iron Man before.
Yeah.
It really
got
me. But with getting a new job as well, that coincided with each other. I haven't been on Iron Man since. I will get back to it. But also, there's a lot to do in-game at the moment, sort of like with the not iron stuff, the real stuff sort of thing.
Yeah.
That, like getting all the class mounts and There's just so much to do at the moment. It's really exciting in game at the moment. So, but I will get back to it. I will get back to Iron. But going back to the Paladin, I got to 103 on him, and I lost him in Azura, Asuna. I was doing one of the objectives in Asuna. There's the Naga and the big giants and the little tanks and Murlocs. That's sort of that objective. I've done it on other. I've done it on other irons. So I had three at 103. I had my warrior, my mage, and my paladin all at 103.
Yeah.
I was like, right, okay. So I went in on my warrior, and basically what you do: kill a tank, get back on your mount, fly up, wait for it to go down, kill it again. Anyway, I did that on my warrior. Did that on my mage. And then I went in with my paladin. I was like, okay, right. So I flew in, and it just so happened to happen to me when I'm not on a character that's got Shadowmeld. So anyway, I think someone's killed one of them giants. So I've swooped in. I'm just tapping away at this Murloc tank, and this giant just spawned right on top of me.
And I've got nowhere to run.
There's nowhere to run. I'm trying... Because I'm drinking like a drink, I'm not really paying too much attention. Because you get about 3 seconds on a spawn, don't you? Until they realise you're there.
Yeah.
So I'm clicking my mount, and no. Tag me. So I was like, no. It hurt so much. It hurt.
Oh, I know.
More than any iron I've lost before. It took me a while to get over that one.
That's understandable. I mean, you know, it's a rough death. I think I can say we all feel and understand, you know, what that kind of emotion would do. But it, you know, sometimes you need a break too. I mean, you've been going hard at it for a long time.
Yeah.
Like really. So sometimes having that bit of a break, you know, and plus.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great thing about, WoW Challengers, it's not going anywhere. It's there. Yeah. You've got all your characters there. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Just take a break.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
When you come back, they're still there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Haven't gone anywhere, which is good.
No.
Have you, Manny, you were saying with the 7.2.5 that got released. So you've been doing a lot of, obviously, stuff. Have you been raiding as well?
Yeah. Because I've changed my job, I had to find a new guild, unfortunately, because my previous guild raided to 11, and I start at 11, so I had to find a guild that finished at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I managed to find one, and I'm 7 out of 9 heroic.
Nice.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. All right.
It's a great raid. Love it. It's, you know, there's all the bosses are all different, and you know that I just done the Avatar and I love that fight. I do love it. Not the
which one?
I did the Avatar on normal.
Okay.
I love that fight. I really love that fight, and the one before it, the Maiden. I did that on heroic and normal.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. It's called the Maiden of Vigilance. I love the teamwork of that fight where you have to swap sides and sort of run up. And if you've got a certain, I think there's Holy Buff and a Fel Buff. If you hit something Fel when you've got the Holy Buff, you blow up the raid. So it's just like.
That one I like. That one I like for sure. I love that fight.
I think that's so well designed.
Yeah.
With the where you have to jump in the middle as well and you get blown back up. Yeah.
Okay. So you were saying, did you manage to get all your class mounts or that's one?
No,
of
I'm 3 out of 12.
You... Okay.
Oh,
3
man.
Out of 12. Right.
Which one's Soon. Been your favorite one out of the three? So far,
Druid.
Okay.
Druid. I've got Priest, Druid, and Hunter. Uh-huh. Hunter was boring. Priest was meh. And Druid was great. Yeah.
What did you get for the priest?
The priest. Oh God. Do you know when I first got that mount?
Smush face.
What were they thinking?
Yep.
I was flying along on it, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't even look at the screen. So thank God they've fixed it, and I can fly it now without half dying.
Well, it's not bad. Yeah, it's. I think it looks funny because of the smushed face. That's all. Oh, but okay. But it's
like an owl face, lion body, sort of eagle wings, and you're like,
oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you've got all that sort of when they fly off, all the little feathers left behind. But when that mount first came out, and I first got it, what it was, it's when you were flying along, all these feathers were just, you couldn't even see the screen. You couldn't see anything.
Oh no.
And I'm like, what were they thinking? It's a test of this.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I made a comment on Twitter, you know, not if people have got epilepsy, I wouldn't make fun out of that. But what I'm saying, it's legit that that probably could have, you know, if someone had epilepsy, it was that bad, seriously.
Okay. No, well, that's not cool. I have problems with visual stuff. Yeah. I have to be very careful of that.
It's like I think there was another mount. I can't remember what it was, but that had a problem as well. I can't remember what mount it was.
I can't do the carpets. I worked really hard back in the day, got all the carpets that I wanted. Absolutely loved them, but I can't ride them. It physically, looking at it, makes my head start going wobbly and I feel sick.
Is it because of the dipping?
Yeah. Oh. It's the whole vertigo and like seasick and, but it's weird because I'm completely fine on the serpent dragons, but the carpet.
God. Oh, I don't like those ones.
Up and down.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of those ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bizarre. All right. So which one are you working on next for the amount?
Well, the rest of the nine are on the Mark of Centinax part where you got to get 100 marker cent next.
Oh yes.
So yeah, I was thinking because the one I really want is the monk one because apparently it talks to you.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Dang. Okay.
Like when you're just like sitting around, it will just talk to you and stuff like that. Oh. But the one that I think looks the best is the Death Knight one. I think that looks awesome.
Yeah, so, it does look pretty cool.
The only thing I'm not a fan of with that mount is the jaw, because the jaw reminds me too much of Deathwing, and I was kind of hoping for like a normal-ish dragon. But but everything else about it was great.
Mm.
Yeah, but also with the paladin, I think you can get sort of multiple mounts, which is going to help me towards my 300 mount. So
yeah. Well, I got three on later, Warlocks, so later had three different ones.
Warlock,
yeah. So, and I think, I've got a feeling the Pally has got
three separate ones, or they change color when you change spec.
Nope. Three separate
mount. Oh, good.
Three separate. Yep. And I didn't. And you don't have to change spec to go get them. You've just got to do the particular thing for the Warlock. So, and you can write them in any spec. But it was cool because I don't have to change specs to, you know, have a completely different one, which I really liked that. I thought that was kind of cool. But it sounds like you've been pretty busy both in and out of game.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely, whenever I don't get much time to play WoW anymore, but when I do, I'm really sort of playing sort of in-game stuff at the moment. This expansion has sort of brought WoW back for me. Mm. Definitely with Argus popping out of the sky, that's amazing. We're going to Argus. And
I haven't seen that yet. So how is that unlocked? Is it by killing the last boss?
You have to kill Kul'jaeden, and then you can see Argus in the sky.
Okay.
But only on that character.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Soon.
Hmm. Interesting.
Need to kill
okay.
Awesome.
That's it.
No, it sounds good. Alrighty. Well, cool. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for sharing with us. And we will
I got one more question for you. So the character that you lost, right? So that was part of a threesome, right? Because you were going to level them up in threes.
Yeah, I was leveling in threes. Yeah.
So are you going to put those other two on hold and then level up another pally? Or are you
put something? I'm going to level just them two. I'm just going to level them up.
Gotcha.
When I get to it, I'll definitely get those two to 110 if I can, of course. So I may well lose them, but yeah, I'll get them too. The pallies, I haven't even made another pally yet. I've literally not. It hurts still.
Yeah,
I can't think of.
Dude, I understand.
Yeah, no, yeah. 103. I think we all understand. I mean,
you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening now that have lost 100 pluses, and they know, they know that feeling.
Yeah,
that feels. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, well, I mean, I don't understand that magnitude, but, you know, when you certainly lose a toon that you've invested a fair bit of time in, it hurts. It does. Yeah. So, yeah, Fair says it sucks. That is completely, yeah.
I mean, I can imagine it sucks more if it's something out of your control, you know, like a DC or something like that, and I know that's happened. But I can take solace in the fact that it was something in game, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't something out of my control. It was in my control. So.
Yeah. No, but yeah, exactly. All righty. Well, Stone, what have you been up to? Did you have a good week?
Yeah. I intentionally have not put a lot of details in. So there have been some folks that see my character name and all that stuff. Just I'm trying to keep my tune low key, and that's why I have not added it to the Worm Rest Accord Guild. It's just I want to focus on just the tune and level. So I'm into Winter Spring, and
wow, cool.
The flight path, so I changed it up a little bit because now you can use the toys. So I didn't have to fly up into Moon Glade and walk and run down. I flew to it's the town.
Have a look.
No. It's the mid level mid height town of that zone. In Fellwood, I'm gonna say
Iron Grove,
just a little bit south of
with
there.
The trees.
Yes,
the trees. You really don't want to hit
the ones that killed me last time.
Yeah.
So
those
things killed. Yeah, I lost a tune because my mouse. Because my.
So you're gonna have to update me, Stone. I understand that you got to 80 odd on the hunter.
82. 83.
Yeah. Did you lose that?
83.
Yes, I lost it because I was I did something
bad. That was your contest tune, yeah?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Lita's tune is alive still. But that doesn't mean that I didn't win. Just saying.
Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah, I just wanna focus on it, and I haven't even been in any other guild either, because I don't want to see Chai, just let me go, right? So I'm at 50 something, I don't know, 54, something like that. And it's going quick. Okay. So yeah, I use the new toys to get the flight path to, I'm gonna say, Whisper Wind Grove or something like that, and then so it was about halfway, and then I rode down, so I didn't have to ride the whole way down and collect all of the quests. I kind of felt like just flying there and going down, then I can do the quests that I know that I have around there, and then done, and then carry on up. And things went fairly well. Actually, I think I'm done Winter Spring. I think I am going. Oh no, I am done. I'm going to I'm in Nether Guard Keep, and I'm killing stuff in there. And I'm like 50. Okay. I think I'm 55 or something. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Well, I guess I'll have to put that one on hold because I'm gonna have to play.
I don't want you to relive it because but I need to know how did you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I died because. Are you laughing at me, Lee? I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
laughing
she's. At I me. Heard laughing. I don't know. I
thought you wasn't flying too low, would you?
Yeah, no. I'm here.
Okay, so. Yep. So, basically, I died to the bone commanders in ICC. So you know how you get the daily through Argent Crusade.
Oh, you knocked me off the horse.
I didn't even go on my horse. I know exactly because the way that I thought of it was that I'm 83, and when I'm on a normal tune, I can just kill them without being on this stupid horse. And I'm like, okay, well, if things go bad, I will leap back, right, and then feign. Well, that didn't work, and so I died.
Okay.
So I won't do that again. Well, that's okay. I wasn't upset.
It's a learning process.
Yes, and I was more upset to lose my level 60 pally.
Yeah.
Than I was to lose this one. So it was just a okay.
Because I took that one on the chin and thought,
yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
That was my fault.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a plane zooming by.
There is a plane.
I hope they don't drop anything on us. That would be.
But 83. That
would be my highest. Yeah.
Feel good about highest. That. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I feel it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Soon I'll be back up there. I'm not too worried. Although I did have a finger twitch again, and I was so afraid that I almost clicked on those tree guys again.
Yeah, you'll go.
And I was like, I don't want to die there again. Ugh.
Yeah. I just keyboard walk around there. I take my hand off the mouse and I just keyboard walk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the safer. I think we all feel pain to what happened with Stone. I think we've all had versions of that. So.
Oh, yeah. I have a little star beside my name in Twitch chat. That's.
You've got a star. You're a star.
Why is that?
Oh,
I'm a subscriber.
I have no idea.
Yeah. No,
you're a subscriber.
No. Anyways, we'll talk about this after. Okay. All right. So, what were you doing this week, Lita?
Me. Well, up until it's gone, but Midsummer Fires, I managed to get. So I took my little gnome hunter around. That was cool. I got her enough tickets. I think I took her from about 62 to 63. So that was good. I got enough tickets to get a pet, which was pretty much all I wanted, and got her enough XP. I was really careful. I only did a couple desecrating on her, but I ended up having enough that I didn't need to do like every single Kalimdor or Eastern Kingdoms. But then I took my other girl, so my other 62, and I took her around. But when I hopped on, because I'd already bought the toy and a pet on later anyway, that when I was taking the irons, I'm not really sure what happened, but I must have logged out on her. And when I came back on the other night, I was like, she's got 302 blossoms. Why have I got 302 blossoms? Oh, okay. I mustn't have finished. So I kept going until I got the 350 so I could get another pet. But I had done all the collecting and I couldn't go anywhere because she was only like 63. So I was like, I'm going to have to go desecrate to get, I need to desecrate like 5 fires to get 10 blossoms from each. And that was the most nervous I have been for a very long time. So I just went around Outlands because, I can fly in Outlands. I didn't fly too high and I didn't fly too low. I flew just the right height. But yeah, it wasn't too bad because, I play US at 4 a.m.
Okay.
So really there was no one around.
Should
and
be.
As soon as I... No. No. Well, there obviously is.
The thing is, there's always that one guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always that one guy.
Someone.
I was too afraid. Some...
I remember one of my, one of the guildies way back used to camp out. He was an undead rogue and he would actually go and camp out at a particular, horde spot that when the Alliance would come in. And that's all he did the whole midsummer. Is yep. He would sit there, stealth, and then sure enough, it didn't matter what level would come along, and he would just bang, they're dead, and he'd go back. And that's, I mean, he didn't, he never, kept continually ganked them. He'd get them once and be like, right, you're done. But, and I'm like going, I use many choice words and said, just leave them alone. He's like, no, I'm a rogue. It's my right. They're flagged.
That's what I do.
Yep.
I know. That's and he was. He was one of the best rogues I knew because that's what he would do. It just and I'm like, I look at that and I'm like, really? You've done nothing but wait for 3 hours for one person to come so you could gank them. I'm like, you're crazy. Oh, but it was funny. So I managed to get enough. I went straight back to Stormwind, bought my pet, and I'm like, I'm done. So I think I got a level on both of those. So I was quite happy because they're both about 62, 63. And I was like, okay, I'm leaving it. I was going to take one of the small girls around, but when I looked at what I actually had in the flight path and stuff, and you know what? I'm really not liking the flight path toy because I used it on a couple of tunes and I felt it really didn't give me anything in particular.
Well,
it didn't give me... anything extra that I didn't have. Maybe it will work on a low tune, but...
No, I honestly, it didn't... Like, when I used mine, it didn't give me any... Like, it didn't give me the one that I wanted, but it gave me major ones.
Mm.
So I was hoping it would give me everything, especially since we're paying so much gold.
Yeah.
Right? So...
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the same. I was like, oh, okay. So I still don't get that flight path or this one. But yeah, I didn't. I mean, I think I used it on the 50s and the 60s when I was back in Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. And I really, honestly, for that, I didn't find any difference. So perhaps maybe for a low tune, maybe it might make a difference, but I've not used it. Actually, most of the times I forget about it and I just run because, hello, discovery XP.
Yeah.
The whole time. So it's like, well, if I discover the flight path, I think you only get the discovery XP once you get in to the zone, and I mean, I do like the explore to get up there. So
I remember getting XP just flying over on the flight path, and
I don't remember that. Maybe, but I knew I got discovery once I landed in, I can't remember wherever it was, Chillwind or somewhere over there in one of the plague lands, and but then I was going to run anyway to get the extra XP on discovery. So I was like, well, I would have got it on the way there. You know what I mean? So it's just interesting. I haven't found it to be a huge improvement to utilizing it on my smaller tunes. So be interesting, chat room. Anyone, if you've got thoughts, let me know. Right into the show. But
I would say using that toy saved me about 10 minutes of travel time because I could.
What toy is this? Because I'm a bit behind on the toys.
So there's a new toy that you can buy that gives you all of the flight paths, one for Eastern Kingdoms and one for the other side. So it's
Kalimdor.
And But it doesn't give you all of them. It only gives you major ones. And, you know, flying up from Tanaris the whole way up, sure, I didn't have to go the whole way to Moon Glade.
Takes about 10 minutes, doesn't it, that flight?
Yeah, and it shaved a little bit of time off where I would have landed in Moon Glade and then rode the whole way down versus landing in Whisper Wind thingy and then riding down. So it saved about 10 minutes off of one tune so far, and I don't know. I'm not sure if it's...
Yeah, that sounds good. If you're really min-maxing the 10 to 60.
Yes. Oh, I was thinking about it, man.
That 10 minutes can make all the difference.
I was thinking about it, to be honest. I was on a roll, and I was like, well, how much longer, you know, do I have? And I could probably do it, but then I started to get tired. And that's the thing. And I didn't want to push myself, so I'm like, all right, fine. But you should be... if you want to do that, you definitely should use the toy. Because I think it will save you some time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good point, obviously. But at the same stage, for me, for what I was doing, I found that there was no difference.
Yeah.
So it's good if it's helped other people. Awesome. Maybe it might help, you know, some of my lobies out later on. But other than that, that was pretty much it. I didn't want to hop on the Bloodthirsties because of... You know, I wanted to do fires, and I did. I did the fires. I didn't kill anyone off. I didn't get ganked while I was, you know, flag. So in the end, yay, successful Midsummer Fire Festival for me. So
that's cool.
So I was quite happy with that.
I'm glad you're able to do that racy stuff. Oh, well, racy stuff. What am I trying to say? The racy stuff. I'm glad you were able to put out the fires without getting killed. So I never touched that stuff. There's no way.
Also, something I forgot to mention. See, 'cause I'm quite late to the sort of technology within WoW, like the Twitter integration stuff. I was quite late to that, but I recently got an iPhone. And that follower app, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
It makes things a lot easier.
Legion up is fantastic.
When I'm doing 13 characters doing the follower missions, I can do it at work. You know, you're waiting for the trucks to turn up. Everyone goes to has a nap. I'm doing my followers.
Nice. You just got to remember to make sure that you have enough, what is it, resources?
Oh yeah, I've got plenty of resources.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it is really fantastic. Yeah. And if you're looking at Twitter integration, I suggest Butterfly add-on is fantastic.
Butterfly will take a lot of screenshots.
You take the screenshot and then you can post it straight from in-game to your Twitter.
Why can't you do that without the app? Because when I hit print screen, it shows up in the chat window, and I click on the button, and then I can post it.
Yeah, I like to write words.
I can write words. I will have to check out this app and see if it's...
I'll give it a look.
Don't use that.
There must be a reason for it. There must be a reason for the add-on.
I have add-ons. I don't know what
how
normal
many?
Is. 159.
What's it called again? Butterfly?
Butterfly. Yeah.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Anyway. Yes. Yeah, I mean, check it out. As I said, I love it. For what I do, it's fantastic. I can crop them. I can, you know, it will save all the screenshots that I will take within the playtime on that tune. And if I need to go back and crop it.
The thing, it saves all the screenshots you've done on that session.
But it's still, I mean, they still get saved to your screenshot folder anyway. But if I'm, you know, if I do something, an achievement, if I do something like I got a blue or a purple, you know, it allows that when I go into /share, that it'll pop up and give you books. Do I want to put a screenshot? Do I actually want to attach a picture? And then I can scroll through and go, oh, yeah, that's right. I want to do that one. Or, hey, I just got this achievement. I'll link that achievement, post that. Or, hey, I got this really cool, you know, purple item. I want to link that through. So it will allow for all of that.
Mm. So Butterfly I'm seeing on Curses has only been updated for 6.1.
Yeah, it's still working for me. Still perfectly works. Fine.
Okay. Yeah.
As I said, I've been using it for quite some years now, and I love it. I just find it's really handy, you know, because I may take a couple of screenshots.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a couple. Do you want to know how big my WoW folder is in screenshots? No, you don't. Oh, jeez.
It feels like it's turning into an e-peen contest. Tell us, how big is your WoW?
Yeah, no. Well, I've got them all over the place. It's quite actually. It's quite scary.
I mean, I'm not poo-pooing add-ons because I use them, but just not that many.
Yeah, I just got a couple.
I'm currently in the process of getting rid of this computer and getting a new one. Because this one's dying. I've had it for 7 years now, so it sounds like an aeroplane's taking off sometimes.
It's about time.
Wow. Yeah. I'm waiting on mine. yeah, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. All right. Do you want to play the bumper? And let's do news? Bumper.
Okay, sure.
Coffee is my blood.
That's not the right bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
All right. How come I'm bringing this in?
I don't know.
I think you were supposed to do this part, and then this part here is supposed to be for Marg.
I was going to say, I was thinking.
Yeah, sorry, that's my bad. I just wrote
that's
it.
Okay.
I didn't screw it up. It wasn't me.
It's all good. It's all good. Yes. But hey, this is, and you know, I mean, we love having you on, Marg, and we love having a chat with you, but there are normally reasons now that we like to get you on because you are our contest. What's his title? Our contest.
Manager.
Dude, no, that sounds our contest manager. That sounds
sure. I like that.
Very official. Exactly. But and we are starting up a new contest.
Yes.
Like now.
Something different this time.
So tell us. Tell us all about it. What are we doing? What's happening?
Well, see, this all started off before I was doing the contest. I was having a chat. And I was saying, why don't you do this idea? And it was like, okay, we'll do that. So this is where this has come. This idea was come from way back. This was meant to be the first challenge, but we've changed it a little bit, and we've now made it a bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I was talking to Stone, and we wanted to sort of coincide it around the time of year anniversary of the film, Warcraft. And so when I think of Warcraft, it goes back to orcs and humans. That's what I think about when I think about Warcraft.
Yeah.
And when you think about orcs and humans, you think about Blood and Thunder, Honor of Stormwind, and you think of warriors. So that's what it is. It's a warrior-only bloodthirsty challenge. Whoa. So unlucky to all the people that have been pre-leveling all the characters. I think Stone said he saw a hunter pre-leveling up. So yeah, it's orcs or humans, so that caters for that caters for the people that like playing Horde and the people who like playing Alliance. And it's warriors only. You can be any spec you want.
Any spec. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Any spec
specs
you want.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, you can sign up from level 10 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And the prizes, The first and second place both get a $20 Blizzard balance card.
Wow.
And that runs for all the way to the 22nd of July.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that's about it.
Now, other than that, it is all the bloodthirsty rules. Yeah, so
all bloodthirsty rules.
Green gear, if we so want, change specs, all of the normal stuff. It's just being confined to orcs and humans and warriors only.
Warriors only, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Initially, I did want to make it just arms, but I forgot to tell Stone. So my bad.
It's okay.
So we're making any. All right.
Yeah, that doesn't give him time to do all the code and that. So my bad.
Because that code is only in Iron Man right now. Like I could copy and paste, but I don't know if it's going to be 100% for sure going to work. So.
And so. do you remember what we start off? What spec do we start off?
Arms.
Arms. Okay. All right. So
That's why you can only sort of put that rule in. It's like for the Frozen contest. We could only do that because Frost is the spec you start with. Because other than that, you can't do any kind of code, I believe.
Yeah. All righty. So this starts now, you can start now. Register between level 10 and 20 only. So if they have gone past 20, it won't count for the contest. So you've got 10 levels that you are allowed to register your tune in. We are running for 2 weeks. This will end, on... When the show goes
live. 2 weeks,
live
it will go live July 22nd.
22nd. Yeah. It'll be over. So, and we have to say thank you, Stone. A big thanks.
So, Roguester put up the first and second place cards.
Just wonderful.
Which is, thank you very much. At first, we were only going to do the one card, and then he's like, well, you know, we could do two and make it like first and second. So, I'm like, okay, if that's what you want to do, man. And, so thank you very much. The other thing with prizes is that we're not going to do the restrictions on previous winner anymore, only because the way that I track it, it's not 100%. It's like 99%, but I don't like having the doubt. And the way that I think of it is that, you know what, if somebody... is number one every time, then it should be pushing people to be able to play better, right? And
if you want to win, you have to get it better.
You guys stay alive.
Yeah.
And
so,
we know from recent, from other contests where people have lost their turns right at literally the last moment and other people have won. And you know what? That's the nature. That is part of doing a challenge tune. So, I agree. Let's, it's open to whoever. If you constantly win, go for it. But come on, people, step up. Let's do it. We can give this a go too.
Yeah. So basically I wanted to open it up a little bit because, it wasn't that I didn't want one person to always win like that person. It was I wanted to spread the wealth around, that kind of thing. So but if we have a first and second place prize, at least if that person keeps coming in first, well then they deserve to get a prize, and then at least then we'll still have another prize to be able to be awarded. So
we add our characters yet?
Should be able to.
So is that under Bloodthirsty? Because I don't
should be under Bloodthirsty. If it's not there, then I'll go have a look at it.
Okay. Yeah, please. Because there's nothing under Bloodthirsty, but I've just got to contest one. So I couldn't see the link. But that's okay. It'll be up soon, people. So yeah, okay. How exciting is that? What an awesome challenge! And
I wanted to I'm excited for this challenge because it's catering for the people that exclusively play Bloodthirsty, because I think they kind of lose out when it's Iron all the time and they're like, yeah, well, I like Bloodthirsty. So,
yeah.
And no, also, good. It gets people that don't usually play Bloodthirsty to play Bloodthirsty. So,
yeah. It's not, well, like you said, it's nice to try different things. You know, why not? Let's all give it a go and see what happens. I mean, Bloodthirsty is a definite grind. It's, you know, no questing, people. Just remember, no questing. However, Dark Moon Fair is still up for a little bit longer. If you want to get a 16 slot bug and use one of your quests, I'm just saying, you could definitely do that. So, yep, Stone's just organizing the place. So, yeah, if you need to add tunes,
also,
it'll be ready soon.
Yes. You know, you can obviously the new rules to the Bloodthirsty, just in case people haven't played Bloodthirsty for a while. Here. Yep. I'm sure everyone here knows that you can wear greens now.
Yes. So. Yep. No, that's exactly right. There's a few, you know, we can run through Stone. You're right. Or are you still fixing?
You can add your character in. Just it's got the wrong info.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Mark, let's quickly go through the rules just to make sure while Stone's doing that. So I'll take the first one, which is rule number one, with any challenge, people, most important rule, do not die. Okay? Just saying. Do not die. Okay. Rule number two, have you got a mug or you want me to keep reading?
What are we doing now?
I'm just quickly going through the Bloodthirsty rules. That's okay.
I can get it out.
Talk. Yep, cool. I'll do number two. So minimal quests are completed. So you're allowed to complete only 210 quests before becoming flagged. Yellow flag for 231 or up, and red flag is 232. So what did we say? What do we call it? The account-wide ones count.
Yep.
So okay, so ready. Just remember.
Mm. Also flag. Going to that. I see a question from Crystal here. Okay, I have one question to Marg now. The chances of people having the same level at number one is higher now, as Bloodthirsty is very grindy and slow, and levels take time. What would be done if that happens? And with you talking about that, maybe we could do amount of quests done?
There's a tie. We can say the least amount of quests.
Yeah. Yeah, however, say two people at number one, same level, yeah. We can look at their quests. And
but we've also got two prizes, so if two people are number one, well, they can both win. So, you know, because Stir has donated two prizes, that, again, you know, obviously if three people are at the same, it's going to be different. But if it is more than one at that, we will definitely look at, so number of quests done, yeah.
Well, this is what I was having a thought of, is that, you know, folks that do have an account wide, Nisi said this in chat, is that, you know, they're punished. So usually what I do to break ties on our normal list is whoever reached max level first. Now, obviously, I don't expect anybody to be reaching max level in 2 weeks, because if they did, I would question it. Like, how did you do that? But basically, it may boil down to whoever put their tune on the site first, or whoever hit level 10
most
first.
Kills.
Yeah.
Know what? Most kills would be good.
Most kills, yeah. I was just thinking that.
Most kills is good.
Yeah, because some people might go around killing rares, and that's detrimental to,
but,
you know.
Yeah.
Overall, though, in the end, you know, I do have it in here that says, you know, that the final, you know, prize allocation will be up to myself and Lita. So, I think most kills would be the right way to go right now.
Yeah.
If something happens, we'll let you guys know. But we you know, mm-hmm. all these rules are could be changed. It just depends if we find anything wrong with them.
Yeah.
Right, so. Yeah, I suppose if it happens, we'll deal with that when we get to it.
That's right. And I mean, rares are awesome because they do boost up your XP. But don't forget, you know, we're looking, it is a kill challenge. It is a grindy, you know, you are there grinding through, you know, killing those mobs. And that's what it's about. I was just going to go to number three in the rules, which talks about all bloodthirsty challenges are allowed to equip green, white or gray gear. Okay, so if you go blue or above, you will be red flagged. No enchantments on the gear. Shirts are allowed and tabards are allowed. But yes, bloodthirsties do allow for the green gear. So if you find a piece, definitely normally if it's like a transmog one I don't have and I pick it up on my bloodthirsty, I may not necessarily wear it, but I will try it on. So I've learnt that. I do kind of hang on to that stuff because I can't do that with the iron. So that is a good thing. Remember that. That's probably one of the biggest rules that we've had changed in the past, what, since Legion? That one came out with Legion?
Yeah.
Stone? Bloodthirsty? Green?
What?
Yeah, I think it was more to help 100 to 110.
I'm looking up stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, talents. Just remember, no talents. You know, if you choose a talent, that's it. You're done because you can't unchoose a talent. So that's, you know, that is definitely the big one to remember. But spec changes. Azzy, just letting you know, just in case if Azzy's not sure, spec changes are allowed. So that is very exciting. No primary professions, of course, secondary, first aid. First aid is very nice to have on a bloodthirsty. And we're going to be a warrior. So warrior with bandages. Sounds good. Okay. What else we got? The usual. No potions, flasks, any of those. None of that. Killing blow, total kills percentage must be 75% or higher. If you are not, your character will be yellow flagged. Again, this is a killing challenge. This is a grindy killing challenge. So lots and lots of grinding. Don't forget, no joining parties, raids, groups, any of that. No dungeons, no raids, nothing. Find yourself a good spot. Nisi could probably tell us humanoids, good to grind for coin and cloth. Normally, you know, sometimes you can find good places for meat, be able to sell some meat on the auction house, you know, like low level stuff. Joining guilds is okay. No pet battling. Just remember that. No boosting characters, no buffs, no food buffs, any of that stuff. No refer friends, any of that. All mounts are able to be used, including the heirloom bike. And then there's Draenor specific and Legion specific is the last set of rules. If anyone gets that far in the 2 weeks, go you. Go you. That's all I'm saying.
Get a bucket.
Yeah, I gotta get to level 10 first, which could be the fun thing. Anyway, all right. So yeah.
Also, if obviously this is a contest, so you could think of it as okay, I'm thinking of this character in a 2 week time frame. So you could do your quests, you could do that, but saying that, going further. This will be a character you can take on. So doing them quests is detrimental to you. If you're thinking of it just as a contest character, then fair enough. But
that's right. And I mean, I will probably take mine over to do Darkmoon Fair once just to get a 16 slot bag because that will be so handy. Like I was running around in my other bloodthirsty that I made and she had, I tell you what, having like 9 silver. I couldn't even buy anything. I was like, I can't. I was, it was horrible. It was horrible. So definitely, if you want to use up, I'm going to use up one of my quests and go get myself a pretty shiny Dark Moon Fair storage box because, yeah, why not? 250 gold. Hello. I definitely will want to do that. All right. Well, this is very exciting. So good luck, challenges, everyone that's going to take part. It's, can't wait to see where we go. Good luck, Nisi. I don't know. She said she's busy.
I think there's a lot of pressure on Nisi, I think.
Well, she's already doing a warrior with Terwinkle, so
yep.
I'm assuming Nisi's going to be doing the contest turn two, maybe or not. She's got a lot on her plate, so it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, she is. Okay, all right. Good luck, Nisi. Stone, good luck.
What?
I'm saying,
wow.
I'm holding out my hand in to shake in friendship and to say good luck on this contest.
I can't see your hand, so.
I know, it's there.
I don't believe
you. I'm doing it because, you know, I talk with my hands, so. Anyway. I'm doing my shaking. Oh, you are so nasty to me. People, he's so nasty.
That's from Friends.
Anyway. Yeah, I know what that is. Trust me, I know that one. All right, what have we got? Sight Riders. We need to mention.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to first start off to say I'm sorry to the last two Irons that leveled up to max. You know, I usually like to write a blog post about each person, right? But the last two that happened, I don't know who 8 is at all, okay? Like, I don't know them. I don't know, no clue, okay? The other person, I know a little bit about them, but not enough, but that will change soon. They'll be on our show soon in the future. So I felt that it was a little bit of a disservice to them to have them merge into the one post, but I would have rather to have merged them into the one post versus having two posts that was back to back that was very, very very short. And so what I've asked, and luckily they have agreed, Rogueser, so Stir and Nisi have both agreed to help out to take on writing stuff for when people hit max level. So Stir will do the level 1 tens for Irons, and Nisi will do the Bloodthirsties, and for Pacifist, both Stir and Nisi will put their heads together. They will work and make something. So thank you to them, because definitely I think they've got better words than I do, and sometimes for me it's hard to keep writing about the same thing over and over and over again and try to make it different, but still give the proper credit where it's due. So that's why I thought, you know, after these last two, I never had the time actually to go and write up the first one. And then when I was going to write up on the first one and I didn't know who it was, I couldn't write anything. Then we got Townie hit max, and I'm like, oh, okay, crud. And Bob's around. So Stir and Nisi will take care of all this stuff for me, thankfully.
Excellent.
And we'll I am sure do a far, far better job than I will. So I'm really looking forward to them doing stuff. Nisi already helps out with the Facebook site and page and all that stuff, so I have no questions about her being able to type stuff up, because she types stuff up and I'm like, oh wow, that's great. And I'm like, I want to click that. And I'm like, I didn't write that. And like, oh yeah. So nice. Yeah, so thank you guys very much. And yep, we should have some better posts awesome in the future.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you are pretty busy with everything you do. So thank you, Stir. Thank you, Nisi, very much for helping us out. You know, we really appreciate it. So, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on to the state of the challenges for this week, last week, whichever. So I'm going to take the iron. So here we go. We have got Tar Water at level 80. Bikini Babe, that's a cool name, is level 80. Seldorado? Obviously that's Sel. 82. Well done. Iron Zadoric. 83. That's...
And died.
Huh, they died. Yeah. At 83.
That's like me.
Okay.
That wasn't my character.
Delicia hit 86. Elegant hit level 90. Anabolic hit level 97. Out Roguester. Wonder who that is. Hit 98. 73. Hit 106. Wow. Okay. And Felhawken?
Honk?
Hit a... Felhawken?
Honk? It kind of looks like Felhonk. Felhonk.
Felhonk?
Honk.
Honk.
Felhonk. Okay. Hit 110. And they are our second
Demon Hunter
to do so. Okay. Yep. Nice. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Well done. Okay, Marg, can you take the bloods for me, please?
Yeah. So, still dead is still dead at 30. RIP. Soul sapped, 39. Soul stoned, 46. Soulful poor, 46. Soul brew, 46. Mm-hmm. Another soul, 46. Soul Shot, 49. Soul Shield, 53. And Conjured Soul, 55. All the same person, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
we have one person here who's not a soul. Tyrell Ron, 73.
Wow. Nisi, you did well. What was that? Eight.
Eight.
Eight. Nisi. You are a absolute machine. That is well done. Well done. Commiserations to Still Dead. I like that name though. I wonder if they're if they were like undead.
Maybe.
Undead something in particular.
So I think
but
and also Tire Iron is, I think that's Five Iron. I think.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. He's gone to get married this weekend. What? Too, so we should really give him a shout out too.
What?
Bye bye.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you see this?
Into sport.
What?
Anyway, Five Iron, if you are listening wherever you are, yeah, he's taken off to get he was getting married. He was having a bucks night and get married. So he probably got married today, maybe, or tomorrow, or whichever. Yeah. It was. See, Nisi's backing me up. It was in Discord, Stone.
I'm looking for it. I don't see it.
So, go back.
I might have been sleeping.
Days.
Okay.
You were. Yes. So, congratulations.
How do I know this stuff? Congrats.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, it is. All right. Let's go on to Pacifist. So, let's have a look. Joyful Vegan. Well, that will be Rogue Slayer. I do know that. She hit 47. All right. Ooh, here we go. So, Patul 8 hit 56. Patul 6 hit 56. Patul 5 hit 58. Well done, Tuli. Hurry Up hit 61. And 5 Roll hit 61. That'd be 5 Iron.
Yep.
On his monk, yeah?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Patul 4 hit 65. And Huey Hamster hit 73. Oh, but wait! Snuffle Tips hit level 80. I love that name. Well done. And one more. Fairy Ellen hit 89.
Nice.
Good girl. Well done, Fair. That's awesome. All right. We didn't lose any pacifists this week. Well done, everyone. Tooley, look at you, you little champion. Four pacifists he's doing. Oh my gosh.
He's got four in there.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Okay. Stone.
Yes.
Tins.
So apparently I did miss it. It happened on Thursday at 1:13 yes. p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was heading out to get a massage.
Because
we get covered for them, and I figure I might as well use it. It's free, and they feel really good. So I went during the day because my wife worked from home, so I can watch the kids.
Because, well, if you're having a massage that's not making you feel good, then something's wrong.
Well, she pushes really hard, so so it hurts a little bit at first.
Is this a legit massage parlor?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. They don't accept tips either. I actually went to
You didn't give her a tip.
I went to tip them, and she's like, "No way." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, what's their things called? RMT. So it's like a registered massage therapist. So they do not accept tips. Mm-hmm. I had money in my hand. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you sure? She's like, no. Like, no tips. I'm like, okay. But she like...
No
pushes.
Extra money, because I have to explain how I got that.
Mm.
She gives it really hard, and it hurts a little bit at first, but then it goes away and it feels really good. So I come out of there feeling very loose and very good. Nothing bad.
Nothing bad. I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
I can't tell. Okay, Tins. We've got.
I love this second one.
Darvix at level 52. We've got Meat Flaps at level 54 with no deaths. Oh my god, Meat Flaps. We've got Tomix at 55, Iron Freck at 58, Zaya Hunter at 67, Iron Palavix, I don't know who that is, level.
Rogue Slayer.
76. Who?
Rogue Slayer.
Who?
Ha.
I'm not bugging you. I'm poking the bear, so I'm waiting for her to come on, and then she's going to give it to me.
Oh,
so.
she will know. Oh, yeah. She will know, for sure. Yeah.
So, Iron Zad Orc, I guess they're on both lists. Okay, level 83. Lucy Lynn, 89. Bass Tur, level 94, and Anabolic, level 97, with no deaths. So we were looking at Tin Man rules. There might be some changes, but not right now, but might be coming. So just an FYI. People that are on there already will be grandfathered, that kind of thing. But going forward, we're not sure, but... No, there's a thread in the forums.
Would it be much more exciting if you just said everyone gets wiped off the list?
It would be exciting, sure, but not good exciting. That would be very, very bad exciting. Because
a lot of messaging.
If I was
where's my character,
and even if it was a joke. If that was my tune on there, I would lose it. I would lose my mind. There is no way. No way.
But still, it's probably because I don't have to deal with the consequences. I just think that that's a fun thing. Just to, get people's hearts racing just a little bit for that whole 5 seconds before you just go, I'm kidding. We're not doing that, people.
We will talk about some consequences after. After the show.
Right. Okay. Anyway. Whatever.
Okay, so speed to 60. We have a new number 8. So is Machine Broke is now number 8, with leveling up to level 60 with 1 day, 17 hours, 5 minutes, and 31 seconds. So, congrats. Congrats to you.
Nice.
I am positive I can get in the 24 hour for sure. It's just time. Time and body and health. Dang it. So, Blizzard, can you please give us Slash Played? Because I would love Slash Played. I would love to have Slash Played. Even if it was an option that somebody could go click on to let us view it, that would be great. just saying. Because then we don't have real time stuff. Anyways, okay.
Real time stuff.
I mean, to be honest, that would be good in the game anyway. Because the amount of when I was looking for a new guild, the amount of guilds that ask your Slash Played time.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Why?
They want to know how long you've played the game. They want to know, you know, how many hours you put into this game now. So if they could just check it themselves.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be an actual good thing in the game, not just for Iron.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I wasn't even aware of that.
I've never heard of anyone being asked that or.
No.
Well, when you go in, because when you get sent to a site to sign up for a guild and, you know, sign your life away, that they ask you're Slash Played now.
Okay. Hmm. Well, how times have changed. How interesting is that? Wow. Alrighty. Okay. Let's go on to chit chat. So this is where people can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips, your tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kinds of things. Okay, Mark, do you want to take the first one, please?
Okay. So on Facebook, Robbie asks, just to confirm for Iron Man, if a class quest asks us to kill a dungeon boss, we should probably avoid it.
Yes.
Yes. No dungeons.
Yeah. Just to kill a boss, though, you can go in a dungeon and hand in a quest.
Yeah.
Yes. But to go into and kill a dungeon boss, is not.
You'd have to be in a group for a start. So. Mm. Unless you're doing low-level dungeons. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so we got another question on Facebook from Gregory. Now that we are automatically thrown into a spec, can Iron Toons choose spec but no talent points? Or do we just use the default spec Blizz now gives us? Is this as he...
No. That's just another way of saying it. Can you change spec?
Can you change chat? We could not choose a spec before. Now that we were forced into one, why not let us choose? Well, you can choose.
I kind of have a feeling that they sent the question before looking at the rules, because I said, hey, we've updated the rules, man. So,
yeah
you can change specs, so, but no talent.
Yeah. No talents, but spec. Changing is allowed. Yes. Do you still have your turn called spec change? Or did he die?
I have this as the first question in the FAQ, or second question. Yeah, now. Could be first one.
So that's right.
First one.
You don't have to stick with default spec of your class. You can certainly change too. Again, Bloodthirsty Warrior contest. We can do any spec of that we want to for this context. So yeah. Alrighty. Have we? I think we've covered that.
Yes.
If not, ask Azzy. Azzy will give you the answer because, you know, Azzy is an expert.
So you're able to ask him at ASYLUUN on Twitter. Please go for it.
That's right. There we go. Exactly. All right. Next one, Marg.
Go on Discord. Tree083 asks, hi, long time Iron Man challenger. I got a question that I couldn't find a straight answer to. I'm guessing this has been asked a lot. Are mage water elementals allowed?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. It's the same as like a warlock with your imp and voidy.
Yep.
Hunter with your pet.
Yes. Very simple. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
If basically if it's part of the class, that you're playing, or the spec that you're playing. You know, it's the same with DK. DKs, you're allowed to use the enchant.
Yes.
But the actually saying that, I don't want to give false information. The monk XP boost is not allowed.
Correct.
Yes.
Because technically, it's being applied by somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Lita, could you take the next one, please?
Okay. We have got another, another Facebook question from Yordi. So I have a level 10 pacifist rogue, fresh to the ladder, and I did the whack-a-mole mini game.
Whoops.
Yep, not knowing about the killing blows. I have 28 killing blows now, but I'm still green flagged on the ladder. Is that normal?
Yes. So I had a
chat
with this person and explained that as soon as they get one kill, doesn't matter where it's from, they will get red flagged. So they decided, well, they're only level 10, so they're going to kill the character off and re-roll. Because as soon as you get the one kill, then we go to look at your kill blows, and at that point, if it's over two, then we'll red flag you.
Mm. Yep.
No good.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Whack-a-mole is not good to do for pacifists.
Yeah, I think fair. She's like typing in zeros. No! That's your situation on her pacifist level 57, killing blows from Dark Moon Fair.
Oh.
From the whack-a-mole.
Wow. Whack-a-mole, yeah. Yeah, it's a bit unfair that killing blows on a game. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know why they tracked it like that, but
It's a bit weird. Okay. Well, good luck. Started her before the challenge was official. Fair says. Okay. Well, good luck, Yordi, and we hope that your next one goes well. Okay. So we've got another. Oh, we've got an email, Marg. If you want to take that one.
Okay. Couple of jokes coming up.
Couple puns.
So, in an email from Ilai. What do you call a pony with a sore throat? A little horse. Okay. So the next one is, what did the buffalo say to his son when he left for college? Bye, son.
This is cute. Oh, hi. Thank you. Hi. Thank you. They're just cute. They're nice little cute ones. Thanks for that. We appreciate that. All right. And lastly, we had a last minute.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, we had a last minute email from Craig, who asked about the new Flight Path toy, which we have mentioned quite a few times. He asked if it was allowed. And yes, it is allowed. The new Heirloom Flight Path toys that are on your account.
Yes.
Your toons can certainly use them if you want to. I think just remember that you have to look for the specific Horde and Alliance. When you buy one set, it gives you both, but yeah, they've got like weird names. Every time I go looking for them, I'm like, what's it called again?
Yep.
And I never remember what they're called. So.
Surviving Cal.
Kalim Dor's easy, yeah, but the other one doesn't have Eastern Kingdoms in it, so you can type Kalim Dor in search and it's easily found. But the other one's something else, which is which I never remember what it is. So, but yes, Flight Path toy is good. Now, sorry, Stone, you were going to say?
Well, I was going to make a comment on the email, and because I'm pretty sure that the puns are coming in because of Azzy's puns now. So, and leading into that, we've got Azzy's puns that he posted up into Discord. So the first one here is, did you hear about the guy whose whole left side was cut off? He's all right now.
Oh, Razzie. Razzie.
Okay, and the other one, I think I like this a little bit more. But, the butcher backed up into the meat into the meat grinder and got a little behind in his work. That one's funny. He got a little behind in his work.
Mm. Right.
Whose was that one?
Azzy's.
I think I like the first one. I think I prefer the first one.
I like the meat grinder.
Well, thank you. Thanks, though, Azzy. Nice. Nisi says, surviving Kalimdor, the Azeroth campaign to modernize the provisioning of Azeroth.
Yeah, that's it.
Walking Kalimdor with the Earth Mother. I knew one was you typed Kalimdor in and you could easily find it, but it's Azeroth. If you type Azeroth in for the other one, then you'll find it. So Kalimdor and Azeroth. So yeah. Tough crowds. Yeah. No, thank you. We appreciate it.
Oh yeah. When he said tough, it's okay. So at first he typed in tough crows, right? You know, with the S but not the D. I thought he was trying to make a funny at Ash, but Ash isn't here, I don't think so.
I was gonna say, yeah, Ash,
you know,
was
with
last
the crows,
week.
Right? Yeah. So, so right. Things. I always feel like I can never do this right. Okay. So thank you for everybody that helps us with retweets, doing moderator stuff, Facebook stuff, website stuff, answering questions when I can't, the things and the stuff. Okay. It's everything. And if I start to leave things out, I'm going to miss somebody and I don't want to. So thank you for everyone that helps out. Cause you guys make things a lot easier and a lot more fun for me to carry on to do this stuff. So thank you for everybody that supports us on Patreon. I also don't like their new website. I've used it a couple times now and I like the old one. But we'll get used to it. So thank you to our $5 and up tier. Folks, is Xylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick. I keep saying it Gotrick. I don't know how it's pronounced. Cal Moon, Listen, Never Died, Saya, and somebody that would like to remain anonymous. So if you want to donate and support and want to remain off the list, then you can just check don't read my name. That's okay. But if you want to support us and you don't have money, that's okay. Retweets and helping get the word out about what we're trying to do is good. So thank you everybody for your help.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Quick question. Azzy says, if you convert your contest Bloodthirsty to a normal iron after, will it matter? Can you do that?
I guess so. It's just that it
will... that's the main point of these contests, is just getting people playing.
Well, you can...
they don't normally play.
Yeah,
so they can carry on afterwards.
Yeah, but I think he's asking, could we take it from Bloodthirsty to iron? And I think so. It's just that eventually it's going to get red flagged on the Bloodthirsty.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. That's me again. Yay. See, yeah. I need to work on this part. I always feel awkward about it. I don't know. Like, definitely people that, like, I really thank you. It's just I feel awkward about, like, saying, thanks for giving me cash. Right? I mean it helps, but people that can't give because they've got things going on, but they help with, like, everything else, that's, I still thank you too, right? So it definitely helps, so.
Well, we thank everyone, yeah. Everyone who...
Because we definitely can't do this on our own, right? So.
That's right. We appreciate all help that we get, all questions, everything. People just hanging out in the chat room, saying hi.
And Margathon, thank you for contest
and
stuff.
And Marg.
See, I knew it. I knew I'd forget something. Stupid stone.
No, Marg's part of the things and stuff.
I know, but still. Anyways, so, man, that's why I try not to aim specific thanks at people and things. It's because I don't want to miss somebody. Okay. Our next show will be Saturday, July the 15th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and that's Sunday, July the 16th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time, which, you know, for Marg right now, it's like 1:30 now, right, for you?
Yeah, 1:30.
Yeah, all right, time for night-nights for you.
He'd be working.
My body's in late shift, mate.
Oh, okay, so you're awake. So, okay,
this
cool.
is like...
Lunch.
The time I'm awake. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So you're awake. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I sleep in the day now. I'm a night walker.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hey. I like
nice.
Night walkers.
Yes.
Lita nice. Likes night walkers. I don't know why I said that. I don't know. I don't Lita? Know. I just start throwing things out there.
I know.
They might be true. They might not be true. I don't know. Just wait until Calm Before the Storm, my friend. It's going to be a gong show. Rogue Slayer will be on next week. She'll be sharing with us her latest stuff and probably beating me up. So,
yeah.
Virtually.
And I'm going to let her. Yeah. I'm so going to let her.
Man abuse? I don't know. So, Marg, thank you for coming on again.
That's yeah. Thank you so much. All right. Well, do you want to
enjoy it? So.
We love having you come in and having a chat and also for setting these little contests. We do really appreciate it. I'm very excited about this one and I hope everyone's already started on their little tunes.
Well, I've just been looking. We've already got two. Yep. We've already got
already?
Two.
Already? Yep. Wow. Oh, how
you'll get you pull your finger out, yeah?
I've only made mine. I can't play and podcast at the same time. I don't want to blow up my computer. So everybody, just wait. Wait till I get started. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, Marg, where can people find you and get in contact with you, please?
That's just on Twitch, at Margathon1981. That's the only thing that I use.
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah, and we've got the link there, so cool.
Yeah, sorry, on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. We know where we can find you. If in doubt, you know, head to us. And we can point you in Marg's direction. Yeah,
if you got any questions that you can't find anyone to ask, you know, you can always ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Marg. All righty. So where you can find us... WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. You can send us an email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as contact us on Twitter, which is @wowchallenges. Don't forget, we do have a Discord server. It is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. Just remember, Will Wheaton's rules, people, when you're in. Okay, we're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget, you can check out all the videos that Stone puts up on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And remember, come catch us live every Saturday night for Stone, Sunday morning for me on twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone, where can we find you?
So before I say that, I just want to make a special shout out to Belle, who will be getting Timmy removed on the 13th. And I'm sure everything's going to be good. It should be fairly minor, but I'm still thinking about Belle. So you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. That's Stone Grasp, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we go live on Thursdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, and that's 8 p.m. Australian Eastern. Yay! Mm-hmm. Every Thursday, right. Yes. Lita, where can we find you? Yes.
Thursdays. Yes, you can find me on Twitter. I am at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And yes, I do Adventures in Azeroth with Stone, which is a lot of fun, as well as Behind the Avatar, which will be back soon. New PC. Wait, not a new PC. Anyway, big thanks, as always, to Mark Conan for his awesome intro. If you want to check him out, he is at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter, as well as he co-hosts Torrent Think Tank with Jules, and they do a awesome job over there. So check them out. Other than that, Mark, again, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for this wonderful contest. Good luck to everyone on their challenge tunes, whether it is the contest or your normal challenge tunes this week, and I hope everyone has a really good week. Stone, good luck.
Good luck, Lita.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess that's a show. We'll say goodbye.
That's a show.
That's a show.
Say goodbye, Stone.
Say goodbye. Bye, Stone. You know what? We don't do that anymore.
I know. We don't. It
makes me sad a little bit. Okay. See you guys later, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Peace.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.